Elizabeth Easter, good morning.
I'm not lost. How are you?
Very good. The Night She Fell is by Eileen Merriman. Every now and then a title, you think that's well done. So does the book deliver on the title?
Oh, you can judge a book by a cover as well, and it's looking good
apparently.
As well. Okay, apparently. Now, this is a wonderful book, and what really astonishes me is the author also happens to be, in her spare time, I don't know if she's a novelist in her spare time, a consultant hematologist at North Shore Hospital. So just whipping off novels in between highly, you know, sensitive and you know, no doubt complicated medical work.
Lots of doctors are artists and creatives in their so-called spare time, actually. They just...
There's no lawyers.
I know, some of us just want to sit and watch Married at First Sight. Some of us go and write a novel. Anyway, carry on.
Yes, exactly. Right, anyway, so yes, it's a great book, but I'm also astonished about that. So, okay, a very unsettling book. It's a psychological thriller. It's all who did it. It could have been anyone. Was it self-inflicted? Is a person culpable if they drive another person over the edge? Literally, yes, metaphorically. It's a greyer area. But anyway, so the book, The Night She Fell, as I said, a psychological thriller. It's set in Dunedin, where this fabulous doctor, writer, studied to poor, who did her medical school training. And the main characters are a group of students at Otago University, one main medical student, one law student. And it opens with Ashley, the law student, falling to her death. This is not a spoiler. It is the very first page from the third story window of her flat. But did she fall? Was she pushed? Did she take her own life? That is what the book investigates. So from there, it's really beautifully plotted. The story weaves back and forth in time between Ashley and her boyfriend Alex, a young medical student whom Ashley rebranded when they were at high school to be Xander, which she thought sounded cooler. So you can kind of get the kind of idea that this is the sort of woman who might be a little bit controlling of a boyfriend. They grew up in Auckland and they met because Ashley, as a sort of very privileged, went to a fancy private school, had all the advantages sort of life, while Alex, or Xander, grew up quite poor. He's got two older sisters, a single mum who has a not very profitable shop. But when young Alex, or Xander, meets Ashley's dad, who's a fancy lawyer, Jeff, through judo, the older man takes the boy under his wing, which is how Ashley and Alex, Xander, start dating. And Ashley's parents even go to the lengths of helping the new boyfriend in so many ways financially. They organise tutors when he's not quite making marks at school. He helps Xander when he gets in trouble with the law. And even, and this is a bone of some contention, pulls a few strings to get Xander into medical school. So obviously the relationship has probably, you know, it's a bit of an uneven playing field. But one thing is all of the characters have some rather unattractive elements. And anyway, so Alex and or Xander and Ashley should break up. They're not nice to each other. It's not a good relationship. It's getting more and more toxic. But because there's this sort of element of obligation, Alex doesn't think he can just break up with Ashley. So he devises this plan where he will make Ashley break up with him. It's not very nice. And at the same time, he's slightly falling in love or lust with one of Ashley's flatmates. So there's all of these things. And there are so many people with motive. And the whole story, as it goes back and forth between the death and before and after, you're just going, oh God, did you do it? Did you do it? Did anyone do it? It's a very, very gripping psychological thriller. Afterwards, when I finished it, I kept having that sort of strange feeling that you'd had a nightmare and you couldn't quite remember if the thing had happened or not. And I felt like I'd had this quite unsettling experience in real life. That's how good it was.
Very good. Thank you. Elizabeth Easter has reviewed The Night She Fell by Eileen Merriman. It's published by Penguin Random House, costs $37.